Rise and shine.
It's a new day. It's early breakfast with Africa Milani.
The Social Change Assistance Trust commissioning a study to explore the strategies of local development agency partners in tackling gender inequality as well as gender-based violence in rural communities and coming out with a strategy to address those issues, of course. Joining me on the line is the director of the Social Change Assistance Trust, Joanne Harding. Joanne, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Africa. It's very, very good to have this opportunity to share our study with everyone.
We should note that the presentation that you had yesterday, I think, went on for just over an hour. We've got 7 minutes, so we're going to pretty much be summarizing it and obviously directing listeners to where they can find it. But what are some of the key takeaways for you from the study that you commissioned?
Africa, some of the most important findings were that women who are most affected by gender-based violence are the ones that can direct the type of interventions and strategies that should be employed in local communities. But they are the ones that know how it feels to have been a survivor of gender-based violence. And that our partners, who are local development agencies, they are located in the rural communities that we work in. They are run by people in the community for the community, but they are an excellent, intervention point for gender-based violence in their communities, and that they play an incredibly important role in rallying role players and getting other people in the community to work together to fight this scourge.
Also important, of course, is the notion of enabling access to justice through advice and accompaniment. We often see gender-based violence as a criminal justice system challenge. And what you've just highlighted now is that society actually can play a pivotal role in addressing it. But once Africa Milani is accused of being a perpetrator of gender-based violence, the victim would need to have access to justice through advice and accompaniment.
Yes, and the community partners, these local development agencies that we work with, are mostly community-based advice officers. And these organizations emerged in the late 70s, early 80s, during apartheid to help people, with past laws and labor issues and credit issues, but are playing a very important role in accompanying women who are navigating the legal system when it comes to GBV. So, they will take the woman through the course of the legal system. They will go to court with the woman. They'll go to the police station. And they'll also help them navigate the health and the welfare system in dealing with this problem.
There's also a call to, I suppose, abolish, you call it heteronormativity, where there's only one way to be, and if you are not that way, you're therefore not part of us kind of approach.
Yes, and community advice officers, they are there for everyone in the community, and people are often excluded from, even receiving services. So when they go to a police station or they go to a health service or a welfare service, they don't necessarily get the support or the, acknowledgement that they have an issue or a problem that needs to be addressed. So these local development agencies are able to accompany people through that system and challenge the heteronormativity that exists in communities, especially in deep rural communities with very traditional views of how people should be.
Joanne, we have a president who's very much committed to literally doing as much as possible to fight gender-based violence. He, both in word and some would argue in some action indeed, seeks to work with South Africa to address this. So one assumes there's political will at the highest office this country has to offer. What else should be done? What else could we be putting in place today, tomorrow, that will help reduce quite significantly the incidence of gender-based violence, in your opinion?
I think we need to be empowering these community-based organizations. Money tends to end up in the higher levels, and we need to be able to empower these people to be able to do the work that they need to do. They need to be earning decent wages for salaries for the work that they're doing. They need recognition for the work that they're doing. Often they're on the front lines, but they're the least recognized people in this effort. So, yeah, I think that a lot more can be done to elevate, and this is the point of this research report, was to elevate the voices of people that are working at the grassroots and to make people aware of the important work that they're doing. And often with very little financial support or capacity building support, which is what the Social Change Assistance Trust is trying to do.
Well, thank you very much for commissioning this study. And the report is quite comprehensive. We're going to invite listeners to go to www.scat.org.za, scat.org.za. Joanne Harding is the director of the Social Change Assistance Trust.